have sacrificed nothing and no one.
Let's revisit now the story that's very much in play as we begin this week. Those words directed at Donald Trump were from Khazer Khan, Muslim American, father of a soldier killed in the Iraq War. He spoke at the DNC. But Trump's response to Khan, in which he criticized Khan's wife, suggested the Clinton campaign manufactured Khan's speech. That's drawn intensifying criticism from both Republicans and Democrats. Khan has vowed to speak out against Trump until Republican Party leaders Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, both of whom at one point denounced Trump's comments, formally withdraw their support for the candidate.
It is their moral obligation. History will not forgive them. This election will pass, but history will be written. The lapse of moral courage will hold them, will remain burden on their souls.
That is a very high bar from Khazer Khan. With me now is Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. That is quite a challenge. This is very much alive and well, this story.
It is, and we're into day four now, John, and we're on Monday, where after a bunch of observers wondering just how much further Donald Trump would take this attack on Gold Star parents after the speech at the Democratic convention on Thursday night, Donald Trump on Twitter this morning complaining that he has been viciously attacked by Khazer Khan and that the media is now against him, which does a lot of things, guarantees, of course, that this story is now into day four.
Why did he even acknowledge it?
People are also wondering about that. I'm not inside Donald Trump's head. I can't give you much insight into his impulsivity and his motivations here. I can also tell you, if you're not aware, John, that late last night on Twitter, as I was up scrolling through this because this story keeps on developing,
right,
that Roger Stone, the master of dark arts, political advisor to Donald Trump, a surrogate and former advisor, tweeted an article suggesting that Khazer Khan is a member of the Muslim Brotherhood and that his son is was a terrorist in Iraq.
Oh, my God.
That was a Trump advisor. That wasn't Donald Trump himself. But this is how this story is now developing. Now, one of the statements that you had in the intro there that you heard from Khazer Khan was challenging Republican leaders not only to repudiate the statements of Donald Trump, which they have in the past in so many different ways.
Yeah,
right?
No, they don't like him. We can tell.
And Paul Ryan has been forced to come to the mics and repudiate Donald Trump when there's been instances of Islamophobia or calling Mexican immigrants rapists and murderers.
Right.
Mexican judge, we remember all these episodes they're stacking up. Khazer Khan has challenged him to repudiate his candidacy, not just his words. And back in June at a Paul Ryan press conference, this issue was already on my mind.
You asked Paul Ryan if this was a question of principle.
I did. I asked him if Donald Trump's candidacy was bigger than party, whether defeating Hillary Clinton was bigger than party, and whether a party leader like him should reject, if he's thought about rejecting Donald Trump's candidacy as a defense of the democracy, whether there was a higher principle than party.
When I see and hear things that I don't agree with, that I think are contrary to our principles as conservatives, as Americans, I'm going to speak out on those things. I'm going to be really clear. You know that. But at the same time, the last thing I want to do is help Hillary Clinton become president of the United States.
Now, that was his answer, which is essentially a tacit no. Paul Ryan issued a statement again repudiating Donald Trump's statements about the Khans. He called, said this is a Gold Star family that deserves honor, period.
Gold Star refers specifically to families that have lost members.
Correct. Yeah. That statement nor Mitch McConnell's statement, neither of them mentioned Donald Trump by name. They simply repudiated the words. So a continuation now, and I think that Khazer Khan's challenge has not been met.
Todd Zwillick, takeaway Washington correspondent. You thought that convention was over. Well, you were wrong.
Day four.
Welcome back.
Thanks, John.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.